The Aegis Alliance exposes New Hampshire double murder. Further intel. The Aegis Alliance is not a leader of Anonymous, but we have Anonymous allies. Previously, the Aegis Alliance created a video using a script provided by an Anonymous member which exposed a double murder in New Hampshire. Further intel about this case has been provided to the Aegis Alliance about this. The following is the raw data we received. The Aegis Alliance. The common denominator in the murder of Christine Sullivan Quozzo of Cape Coral, Florida, is Keller Williams Realty Company. Keller Williams agent in Cape Coral, Florida, Liz Pindy, Christine Sullivan's friend. Greater than John Jason, Jenna Stauffer, Michael Halprin, trustee, owner of Teaser's Bar of Key West, 218 Duval Street. Keller Williams agent in Columbus, Ohio. Doug Neal, Marie Wardrope stepmother of Justin Wardrope, manager of Teaser's Adult Nightclub. Marie Wardrope word at the Urgent Care Center on Flagler Avenue, where Mrs. Lee Lovett worked. Lovett was Alexis Williams' daughter of Monroe County Deputy Boyd Williams Jr. Williams was married to Tricia Colhage, daughter of Danny Colhage Sr. Danny Colhage was involved in the purchase and sale gone bad of Reed Applicant Store on Flagler Avenue. Halprin owns a corner building on Flagler Avenue and Berta Street in Key West. The building next door at 1500 Bertha Street is owned or managed by Vic H. Musmano LL, who works for Coldwell Banker Schmidt Realty Co. Bruce Schmidt was a target in CMDR Dennis Zecca's murder for hire scheme and cocaine smuggling plot. The Monroe County Sheriff was not involved in the investigation or arrest of Zecca. Zecca was arrested before he could lead the FBI, DEA to his co-conspirators. The cocaine charges against Zecca carried a life sentence, but they were dropped. Zecca was sentenced to 10 years, without giving up the names of his conspirators. Zecca's wife worked for Coldwell Banker Schmidt in Meriton, Florida. Jenna Stauffer is also associated with Jean-Pierre Kilfa, and his partner Rafi Vili, brother of Moshe G. Vili, an associate of High Chaim Fardish, landlord of Leroy James Lawson, boyfriend of Bianca De Janeiro, daughter of Monroe County Commissioner Mario De Janeiro. Addendum. Last month, former Representative Ron Saunders purchased 1509 Josephine Street, the property directly behind Vic Musmano property at 1500 Bertha Street in Key West, Florida. A former leaseholder at 1500 Bertha Street is Bertha Cubria Mira, a neighbor of former Key West City Manager, Julio Avail. I believe Mira is associated with Moshe Vili, who lives 3200 Riviera Drive, next to Tim Gallagher, who allegedly was stabbed 6 times in the chest by a Russian national, who had been hanging out at a questionable restaurant in the 3100 block of Flagler Avenue, next to the Riviera Drive coffee shop, which is owned by a former business partner of former Key West Police Chief Larry Rodriguez, now deceased. Rodriguez lived on Aviation Boulevard in Riviera Shores. His near neighbors were Mike Blatt, Dirty Harry's Bar and Bear Assets Bar, and Charlie Bauer, owner of the Smokin' Tuna. Dirty Harry's and Smokin' Tuna are in the 200 block of Duval Street. Addendum. Rep. Saunders' longtime assistant Sue Walker Spencer. Spencer's son Glenn lives at 2544 First Street in Fort Myers, which is not too far from Fort Myers Mayor Wilbur C. Smith LLL, a partner of Joe Villacava. Key West attorney Richard Wunsch maintains an office at 2551 4th Street. Weber Smith is also listed at 1415 Hendry Street. All the aforementioned addresses are within an 6 to 8 block area in F.T. Myers. They are all very near the Thomas Edison Museum, which is operated or managed by Historic Tours of America, Chairman Ed Swift and Prez. Chris Belland. My ex-sister-in-law Terry Humans worked for Ed Swift in the 1960s and he is married to my first grade classmate Nancy Backle. Ed is Nancy's third husband. Swift's daughter Debbie lived at 3007 Riviera Drive, next door to my mother's home of 55 years. The in-laws of Representative Scott Placon lived at 3019 Riviera Drive. Placon is a close friend of Florida Gov. Scott. Sue Walker Spencer's father was a Monroe County School Board member in the 1970s. His house was sold to Polly Fraga, brother of Key West Fire Chief David Fraga. Retired Key West Fire Chief Billy Wardlow currently serves on the Key West City Commission. The Wardlow family shares a kinship with the old Samuel Trafficante family. 3019 Riviera Drive is owned by Yardina, Cigar Lady, Rathmuth, sister of Amy Emanuel, Joy Emanuel Cohen and Isle Emanuel. Joy Emanuel Cohn lives on Riviera Drive, next to Moshe Vili, brother of Rafi Vili. Rafi Vili lives at 2405 Linda Avenue, near Ernesto Vodostiki, former business partner of KW Police Chief Larry Rodriguez. Rafi Vili is a partner of Jean-Pierre Kilfa, who leases his storefront from the prominent Spotswood family. Kilfa's spokesperson is Jenna Stauffer, a friend of high-powered Democrat Michael Halprin, trustee of the Charlie Ramos estate. The Ramos family were the oldest merchants in Florida. They owned and lived in the southernmost house in the continental U.S. Sue Walker Spencer messaged me on Facebook several years ago to inform me that nephew Chad R. Parker was found dead lying face down in his bed in Orlando, Florida. Chad's uncle Scott Humans was an administrator of the Lower Keys Hospital, where I delivered a computerized pill-making machine to the hospital pharmacy. I later heard the machine was producing drugs which were exiting out the back door of the hospital, for sale on the streets of Key West. Here is the video that exposed the New Hampshire double murder. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.